thank you today for the weather that you provided us. Thank you for everyone here in this city hall. We ask that you lead, guide, and direct us in the city council minutes and meetings and what happens here tonight. Father, again, we thank you for your son that you put on the cross for us to die for our sins so we may spend eternity in heaven. Father, again, we ask that you continue to lead, guide, and direct us in all that we do. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Brian. Yep. And she looked at it too.
I did look at it.
Fix that.
Brian, we're going to fix that in the morning. Yeah, so.
I was looking around the room.
That's a new one.
Maybe the judge.
I was looking around the room. And, anyways, well.
Thank you very much for 5 years of service. We greatly appreciate everything that you've done for the city of Plano, and look forward to your many more years here.
Thank you. I'll fix it in the morning. I'm so sorry.
Regarding the replat of lots 14, 15, and 16, lots 88, Holden's Addition, to be known as lots 14A and 16A, block 88, Holden Addition, City of Plano, Plano County, Texas. Is there any comments? Or
is he's not here?
No. Anybody up here? Okay, we will close the.
Any for or against? Okay, now we can close.
Okay, we will close the public hearing. And I guess we'll go on. No public comments?
None submitted.
Okay. Then we have the consent agenda items for the meeting of last month. Do we have any?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Sir.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from the last meeting. All of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. And it passes. Regular agenda items. 7A, discussion and possible action regarding the replat of lots 14, 15, and 16, block 88, Holden's Addition, to be known as lots 14A and 16A, block 88, Holden Addition, City of Plano. Kim, do you have any other comments? Anything else? Planning and zoning good?
Yes, planning and zoning approved it in December.
He's here now. He's holding. You can see, please. This is me.
Okay. Do you have any?
We're just turning three lots into two, right?
I mean,
right.
Yeah. Right. I'll move for approval.
We have a move.
I second.
Larry seconds.
I'd like to ask what. You say we can talk.
Yes. So it's been moved and seconded and open for discussion.
What's the intentions behind this? I mean, why was it changed?
So it could be two lots, so I could build a house there later on?
Well, you could build a house on the three lots. What's the reason?
Because I think the carport was on the third and I didn't want to take that one.
Oh, yeah.
I'll explain a little bit.
Okay, please.
Okay, so he does have the three lots, and then with his one house, the carport that's with that house goes into that second lot, or that little lot that would be in between those, the driveway.
Oh, okay.
Right. And so then that one to the far right would be the lot that he's going to build a house on. Okay. So the three divided, put into two, so it would be two good lots. And then that one lot is big enough, it meets all the code requirements.
So let's see, brought that up, I guess, right at the end of the budget cycle last year that we're going to have to buy generators this year. We had notified in October.
The plan is due to TC through March 1st. We've got most of the information together, but State Brazil has been able to give us some assistance in generator sizing and submitting the finalized plan to the TCQ for approval. And that's based on hourly rate, because the more work we do, the less work they do.
What do you think this is going to cost?
I'm guessing less than $5,000, but I have no idea. That's really going to be dependent on TCQ when it comes to submission and approval.
And Josh and his crew have done 95% of the work, so that it's just...
It's kind of a formality.
Yes.
Yeah. It'll probably be perceived better by TCQ with engineers.
Sure.
So they have approval.
Hang on, Drafty, kind of the scope of work for them.
Yeah, everybody in the state's got to do it, so they...
Well, for Secret Brazil.
Yes.
For them to what they need to do.
Yes.
The engineering portion.
Yeah, because really not, it's more of a review of generator sizing and submission and
contact
checklist of this is what we're
yeah, trying. TCQ's got a template made up.
Negative. Is this replacing existing ones?
There's no generators. It's a EPA or a state requirement after the freeze last year that all water systems have to come up with this emergency management plan to provide
water without electricity.
20 PSI of water for 24 hours without electricity.
When was that
submitted?
It
came in
September 1, I think.
Why wasn't it budgeted then? So was it study?
No, the TCQ, TCQ released the requirement October 1st.
Okay, so the 5,000 is not budgeted. Gotcha. Nor the generator.
Correct.
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Which the generators are planning to use the ARPA, the rest of the ARPA funds to purchase.
And it's okay. Possible we can use the ARPA funds to pay for
this as well.
Okay. Can we? I thought you said it was in February. It's like we've had plenty of time.
No, the freeze.
Okay. Okay.
No, what
okay.
The last year's.
The freeze that we've been having.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Where is your possible air cover when we pull this money from?
System improvements.
Yeah. Ideally, once we get our other ARPA payment, it'll come out of that. We'll reimburse our. But again, we have, y'all hired the fund administrators, Grant Works, so mm-hmm. It's up to them whether or not we can use that.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. It could come out of system improvements.
Can we put a cap on Steerum as a whole? I mean, so that they don't get what comes back to us before it reaches
like
an obvious
absolutely.
Amount. You know, say 5,000, if that's what your estimate is, not to exceed that. And then if you have to change order it, then we change order.
Definitely.
So what keeps them accountable?
That's good to me. So, sorry, beating a dead horse here, but there was unaccounted funds still left in the payroll.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do budget amendments after probably in February.
Okay. Can we not use that
instead?
Possibly. Hopefully, we have an answer from grant administrator before.
Right. Right, I understand if we have to use it where we need to come from, if it can't be done out of that. Okay. All right, any other discussion? Do you want to hear?
I'll make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we proceed and allow a cap on Steger and Brazil of $5,000 to, I guess, prepare this and present it. Will that be presented or give it back to us?
They'll submit it to TCQ.
Okay,
yeah,
TCQ.
I'll send it.
It's been moved and seconded. Any other discussion? Here being none. All those in favor? Yes.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed. All right. 7C is to discussion of possible action to waive the rental fee at JLK for the land on Fiddlefest. They are 501c3 for their annual fiddle competition on April 1st through 3rd. Mr. Tony.
Yes, I'm going to camp out here for a little bit because I think I have the next four.
Right.
So, yes, the 45th annual land on Fiddlefest is going to happen on April 1st through the 3rd. And that's why they're in that room, forgot about us, not working on Monday. We're on Tuesday, but we appreciate your attention. The fees have been waived generally for them in the past. I did speak to them earlier, a couple of the board members, and they're bringing up on the agenda tonight about at least covering next year man hours or cleaning fees, at least in the amount of $500, to be able to offset some of that. Being a 501c3, they also help five other organizations at the end of the festival. Everything from Meals on Wheels to Hope House and others in the area. But it's what we're requesting is to waive the fees for those.
And I think that's a great idea. I'd really like to see us start getting something for at least the electricity or man hours. You know, the facility itself, we could, you know, waive those fees, but it's the other things that come along with it that we're also waiving when we do this. And so I just feel like, you know, whatever you do present for the rest of the year, they put in their minds that they need to.
Absolutely. And Brenda and I spoke about that this morning during we meet on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock. Just kind of go over what we're doing and expectations, and that was one of the things that we just needed to do something right about. So the get-together for the Texas Treasure Hunt, they're going to be paying some expenses as well.
So is that eliminating the Fiddle Fest completely from Land Tax?
No, no.
Or is there something
on new? Saturday night, we're going to have the Licks and Tricks and Air Fiddle there.
Okay.
Then on Friday at noon, there will be a jam session over at Fuel. And then 2 days at the JLK with Fiddle Fest on Saturday and the Cowboy Church on Sunday.
I move to approve.
I'll second.
We have a motion and it's been seconded. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? It passes. All right. 7D, discussion and possible action to waive the rental fee at JOK for the Lano Red Top Jail, 501c3, citywide garage sale on February 5th.
No reason to beat a dead horse, I move to approve.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? And motion passes. Alright, 7E. Discussion of possible action to reinstate Linnell McKinney to a 2-year term on the Lano Main Street Advisory Board. Tony.
Right, so a little over a year ago, Linnell's mate had been stricken with cancer. And so she got off all boards and any other appointments that she may have had. She was always a wonderful help to the Lano Main Street Board. If there was a work day, anything that I needed help for, she was on her stomach pain or doing whatever was needed. And she's just fabulous. And I do have an open space, and I would love to bring her back. And she would love to come back.
She's done a lot. I served on council with her from 2009 to 2013. She's great. It's awesome that she wants to continue to try and help us the way she does. So I'll move for approval.
We got discussion. Got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Tony, how many positions do you have available?
So I can have 11 on my board.
Okay.
And she actually fills the 11th spot.
And is there anything in our, nothing that I have anything against Linnell, I'm just making sure we're doing the right way. We have to go out to ask if anybody else would like to fill that spot, or do we just kind of take first come, first serve?
So there is, if I'm correct, once a year, there's notices that are put out in the paper,
and on the internet that say that we are accepting applications for boards and commissions. Uh-huh. And then people can come in and fill those applications out at that time. And then I kind of go through them, but I mean, if they want to be on boards, we want them to be. Sure. They check out. And then our process is what I'm doing tonight. We come to you and ask for your
approval. So once a year, when does that come up?
Approval. It's every 2 years that we do.
It depends on the board.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We advertise when there's a, expired terms on the boards.
Okay, so I guess my question is, when is the next expiring terms on your board?
So
that actually came in.
If I can. Mm-hmm. I've been working on that with the Deputy City Secretary. We will have a list put together for the next meeting to start talking about who's expired, Planning Commission, Main Street, move forward in a good progressive manner.
Not that I feel like just with any board, if you're willing to serve, you should keep you, because sometimes it's very hard to find people. And I agree with Linnell, has been very good on any board that she serves on.
The good thing is we've had a lot of new people, a lot of younger people, and other folks who have moved to Lando and have showed interest in wanting to be on boards and be part of things. So
good.
I'm excited about
good.
It.
Any other discussion? There being none, we have the motion on the table. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Discussion of possible action to approve funding for a one-year meltwater data collecting and media relations marketing tool and authorizing the community development director to sign the contract.
Right, have you had a chance to look at your packets and read up on meltwater? So back when I was in Nacogdoches, Texas, I was only their interim there for 26 weeks. I went there to work on their budget to actually straighten out all the line items. There were those that were 137% over, and it was just June, and a lot of that, and then take it and present it to their city council before my job was done there. But I managed their Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the marketing director there was using Meltwater. They're the number one data collecting service in the United States and around the world. But so what they do is they go in and it basically will tell us who, where, and when people are looking at Lando, saying something about Lando, seeing something about Lando, and help us to actually pinpoint our marketing efforts better. But the other part of that is that they collect from every time we're mentioned on Facebook, every time we're mentioned on Instagram, every time we're in a newspaper article, or we're on an internet article, or any of that data that they can collect is what they do for us, and it helps us to actually show the return on investment on the marketing that we do. So it's a great tool for that. But even more, they are a wonderful service as far as getting us in touch with media professionals. So that's the next step that I feel that we need to take our tourism marketing. Bloggers, freelancers, writers, influencers, print magazine, online listings, articles, getting our Starry Starry Nights on the Texas Trail of Lights, mm-hmm. and several other things like that. But I have some freelance friends that write for Texas Monthly and Texas Highways. They're getting older. You have a lot of new ones that are coming in. But if you write press releases or you make the telephone calls, you send emails and encourage them. Frisco, Texas is using this very well right now and getting a lot of success out of it. Was $30,000, and I negotiated them for our rural market down to 10. And I would like to spend marketing dollars to retain them for the year.
We have money in the budget for this?
Yes, ma'am.
And
Robbie Mitchell and I had spent $6,037 on one full-page ad in Texas Highways promoting bluebonnet season earlier this year for one issue, and this is $10,000 for our entire year to really get the word out.
Okay. What does that leave in the budget for you after?
Not very much, probably about $1,000. So I guess we were all counting on the LEDC's $30,000 that they had allocated, but they have since decided that they don't want that money to go toward tourism marketing. And so I may come back and ask to amend my marketing budget. My wish is that council would find an extra $10,000 to pay for this contract, and then I'd still have around $11,000 for the remainder of the year, along with hot tax that I'm going to be asking for three different downtown promotions that I'm doing with the street dance concerts, ladies night, which we had 155 ladies this past round, and also a new thing I'm doing called Sounds of Shopping.
Did LATC, like when you were kind of doing your budgeting, I mean, did they allude that they would help you with that?
And then I just assumed that was what they would, that they'd be interested in doing that. Because they talked to me about in the past how they really felt like they didn't feel the return on investment. And this thing definitely does bring you all the data collecting that you need to proof up return on investment in marketing.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the contract and take it out of either we can take it out of the payroll or whatever's left in that, and kind of.
I would think so. Here's my recommendation: is that we take it out of this budget, and at the end of the year, or when we do budget amendments, we see where we are and what we can take it from.
Well, I'm going to say I'm not going to be here probably, and so I would like to see it get done, and you have the $11,000 to use elsewhere. So that's my proposal. I would like to take it out of either the payroll or wherever we can get it and leave the $11,000 for him to use. What was the procedure of him getting his budget? And I guess what I'm asking.
Same as everybody else.
How many times did you meet with him on the budget?
Just once.
Okay. And what did you ask for, Tony, on that budget?
I asked for $20,000.
And you got?
$50,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
So EDC has told him to come up with another budget for different things. I think that we might could make some of that budget work. That's what I'm making notes about, for different types of marketing. And I'd like to use what we have instead of going over, if at all possible.
He's gonna, there's possibly gonna be a new council, and I would like to get it done along here.
Do you have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve and take it out of the what is over budget on the payroll.
Okay. I second.
You can't.
I can't, Sean.
Can I ask for a clarification on that? Are you talking about payroll savings from last fiscal year?
No, it's what's budgeted and wasn't used or allocated for this year. It was $200,000+.
Okay, so when we bring the budget amendment forward, I would take it out of that account and then put it in his.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That would be my directive.
Okay.
I was just going to say, Mr. Wood probably needed to be talking before we talked about this. Thank you, Mr. Wood.
We've got at least $200,000. It's not allocated.
So the motion's been moved and seconded. Is there any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? No. All right. Moving on.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Discussion on possible action to approve the resolution 2022-01 amending authorized representative for tech school. Mr. Vaughn.
Yes, the tech school requires us to have an authorized representative, and since I'm the new financial director, I have to put my name on file with them. This resolution enables me to do that.
All right. Sir, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
No, sir.
Do we have a motion and a second? Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Moving on. Discussion and possible action to accept the finance report for October and November 2021. We're up again.
What this action item does is it allows us to present to you financial reports that should have been given in our previous months. But since I'm just now catching up,
is some catch stuff, and then we'll do the December and the January second meeting.
So it was inadvertently left out of your agenda packet, so I gave you something in writing that I would like to review with you before you. Yes. So let's look at the October 31st summary first. As you know, we went through this last month on the closing of the fiscal year. We had a fund balance of $1,972,725. And it's estimated we'll move $468,000 to your council's restricted fund after our audit is completed. The reason we do that is we don't know how many items are going to be carryover items that will be adjusted entries back to that previous fiscal year. In addition, there are some items like if you look on your November page, we had a museum $11,312 overspent. Well, $16,000 of that transaction was for roof repairs that were paid for in November, and yet the settlement was back in September of last year. So the revenues in one fiscal year and expenses in another. We have to work all those kind of entries out in order to bring forward an exact amount that would be available for the council's restricted fund. The city began this year with October $4,077,055 in all cash funds, and $579,000 or 14% of that cash balance was out of the operating fund, which was included in that total. In addition, in October, we ended with $6,673,000 in investments, and of that, $1,400,108 out of that in the general fund. In the general fund revenue, we've received $504,073, and the expenses of $1,015,000. And I broke the expenses out by fund groups so you'd be able to see. General fund, $104,000. Interest and sinking, $5,030. Utility, $597,872. And then a grand total of $1,015,000. And I listed the primary revenues for the general fund. I broke it down to you so you kind of see what they were. Utility fees, these are in addition to tax payments that are transferred from the utility to operate our general fund transactions. In the interest and sinking fund in October, we only collected $13,000, which is probably normal, but we will collect the full $472,000 by the end of this month. And I'll detail the expenses that will be incurred for the rest of the fiscal year, so you'll be able to monitor that as we go. Out of the general operating fund, our debt service payments will be $406,708. In our utility fund, we've got cash $714,861 and investments of $3,080,605. If you compare current liabilities and current assets, we've got 143%. So it's a real good ratio of current assets and current liabilities, which is very commendable for us. In November, our ending cash balance for all funds was $3,485,000, and we invested another $6,314,000. Then I went to the trouble of giving you a summary of each department's budget in the general fund. And you can see our budget is $5,993,267. And during the month of November, we spent $730,000, or year to date, excuse me. And then I gave you the balance remaining in all of the budgets. So you can see we're in good shape, and it's all on time. And then on the utility fund at the end of November, $573,827 in cash. Investments, $3,080,605.
and we're right on target for the spinning patterns. I would like to note that in the times that we have more expenses than we do in revenue, it's just a timing issue. And for example, in the month of November, we were overall about $70,000 overspent, but we had transfers in and out of $255,000 from $38,000. Shows us an expense when really it's just a transfer from one fund to the other. And so I hope that this keeps you up to date for October and November, and then we'll catch you up again.
Excellent.
Okay.
I love this. Very nice. We love this. And I very much appreciate it. Especially in the year to date. Make it plain.
You or you, one of the two, with the, all the, these dollars, how is that coping with what's still legal issues with Cox and
all payments made right now. That includes all payments made for
so any litigation is still is, we still have
still pending, yes.
So Erica, I'd like obviously to get with Mr. Ron about what is left in the payroll account is not accounted for after we've given Tony some money. And bring that back to us next year.
Sure, we'll do that.
So we can see what, and I think we might need to do an amendment, putting that somewhere sooner than later.
Yeah, we have a plan to do an amendment in February. First meeting in February.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
I move to approve the financial reports for October.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the investment reports. Any other discussion? There being none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion carries. All right. Oh, wait, that was financial report. I'm sorry. We are now on I. Discussion possible action to accept the investment reports for October and November.
Yes.
That's wrong.
Right.
Next to
the taxable accounts basically have been untouched for a number of months. I would like to bring you back an investment policy that would enable me to diversify my investment portfolio. So I will talk to my depository bank. I would like to look at buying CDs through them. It would be just about the same as investing in tech school, but it enables me to leave the money here locally, and it will enable me to lower down our overall cash balances. And I haven't got a number to recommend to you what my minimum cash balance would be, but I'm hoping that I can invest more money and then have a rotating schedule, laddering, where it comes money comes due each month, and I can match that against the payroll and accounts payable. And I think it'll increase our interest earnings, especially as we move forward and they start raising the interest rates. That will be a significant difference. If we do a good cash management plan. In order to do that, I've got to go back and look at some averages of how we spend each month and match that all across, and then I can make my investment schedule match my expenditure all the way through the fiscal year.
A couple of months ago, Ron, we had, and maybe it's been longer than that, but there was Linda had given us something where we had certain money in different accounts and we're making different kind of interest. And yes. I said, why not, you know, put those in the accounts that are making most interest?
Yes.
And I know there's obviously some accounts we can't touch because that's the way it works in the municipality.
Uh-huh.
But I just want to say that it sounds like you're getting to that direction. And,
exactly.
And locally, investing locally, that gives us a little more buying power here, too.
I agree.
So commend you for that. It's very, very good.
I'll make investments from all fund groups. If I can determine there's an excess on the cash flow, I would take that and invest it and match it for all fund groups.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
So the investment portfolio is basically it's the same thing. One thing that's different is the interest that has been posted to the account in October and November. And that
will consistently stay that way until I go into the full overall investment program. Now, I'm required to report to you those investment earnings, and so we'll be doing this particular report each month.
Great. I'll make a motion to approve this investment report. None. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. All right. Discussion and possible action to amend the city ordinance, Chapter 98, Article 4, Division 6, Section 98-231, to add two stop signs at the intersection of Flag Street and West Marble. Mr. Lincoln.
So we're dealing with this intersection here, it's technically a four-way intersection, but it's undeveloped. So you've got Flag Street and West Marble where they intersect, but west of Flag Street, Marble Street is not developed, and then south of Marble, Flag Street. You know there's two homes down there, it's not developed. What we're going to do is erect two stop signs, one on Flag Street to stop the southbound traffic, and then one on West Marble to stop the westbound traffic. You can see it, there's some pictures that were included with the packets. A blind intersection there, and I talked to one of the residents who lives down there, and they're kind of excited about that. They're having some stop signs, so we've been there a few times out along there, so it's really kind of safe.
Can we not start off with just the one going eastbound and west, east and west, and see if that helps? Because that is about the last thoroughfare we have to that side of town without, not the, you know, kind of like Sandstone. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of, there's not any stop signs there. I would just like to see us kind of maybe take a baby step instead of four stop signs.
Right, we're just looking to do two, because yeah. Right there just, where Flag is,
yeah,
right,
but not Flag, going south.
Right there where Flag Street, where it dead ends now, we have to move the curb onto Marble, stopping that traffic from going southbound. But again, that roadway is not developed south of Marble. So we're not technically stopping the flow of traffic, because you have to.
I was thinking there was one more block.
No, guys. Yeah, there's houses down there. There's two houses that are there now, but the road does not flow through further south. And you have to make that abrupt turn.
I live on Flag Street, and I'm going to say people, especially of the high school age, drive like idiots down it to avoid the school zone. And they whip around that corner like they're on a NASCAR track.
So if we do this, will there be any kind of a learning curve given for?
Well, we always try to get learning curves.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
All right. Well, we try not to be, you know, too strict when we first erect stop signs
or one-way streets.
Right.
I occasionally still see someone sitting there going, "Oh my God, there's not a traffic light over there."
We do preach discretion.
All right. Well, I think y'all know best.
I'll move for approval.
I'll second. It's been moved and seconded. Any other discussion? There being none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? And the motion passes.
Just so you know, we will bring an ordinance back next meeting to officially change the ordinance. Just a baby step to make it final. Okay.
Do we have this over before you vote?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Before you get together, you get out of here. The one-way street that comes off the bridge.
Okay.
Is there, I know that on this end, by Butteries is one way to not enter.
Mm-hmm.
Twice a day, there was the other one
entering
the bridge.
My favorite is when they turn in and then they turn around, do a U-turn.
Yeah.
Well, the one pickup came barreling around the corner.
We'll get an officer to kind of
write
and check.
Erica, how long will we do the reports for the departments?
For
just to update on
all the we'll do those the next meeting.
Once a month is what
I can do once a month, or we can do every other month. It's up to you.
I just was curious when we're going to do it next, so we can discuss it next time. Just that's not on the agenda. I was just curious. All right, all done.
6:10.